this crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same.
Mark, a very, very important topic. We have on the line with us Gary Nobles. You've been talking about saving Kenneth Hall, the regional hospital down there. And in the backdrop of all of this, Gary, you and I have talked about the denial of due process, the war on drugs, the warehousing of prisoners. And we have another lady on the line, and I'm going to be ducking off here in about 10 minutes. Nancy Grant from Florida, who I want
Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We've been talking about a situation down in the inner city of East St. Louis and St. Louis. You heard about the Kirkwood murders in the city hall down there in Kirkwood, Missouri, which we're going to talk about. But, Nancy, Gary Nobles is on the line, and we're going to basically touch upon that issue. But I want you to chime in here. You have been an activist in Florida helping these warehouse prisoners, many of them inner-city blacks, who have been thrown in there for unjust reasons, unjust charges, to help them to file basic paperwork in order for them to have the basic minimum due process afforded to them, okay?
Right.
And as a non-lawyer, you are being threatened to be thrown in jail for unlicensed practice of law. So with that as a backdrop, Nancy, I'm going to let Tim take over, but this is a very topical issue. Tim, let's get to the Kirkwood story. Gary, you back on, your friend, please have your friend talk about the story in Kirkwood. Then we're going to have Tim circle back to Nancy Grant.
Yeah, we will take care of all of this. I just wanted to throw in that I've been following Nancy's struggles here. And Nancy, haven't you had problems with your website staying up?
Well, we've had a hard time updating it because it's been so crazy here, you know, just updating it. I have a nancygrant.info site, I-N-F-O. And then there's the Florida Jail for Judges. We have two billboards up in DeSoto County where I live.
Yeah, Fred told me that these are pretty good sized billboards. So you know, we want to deal with this issue, and of course you're dealing with just trying to get basic. I know there are some people who used to try and file all the Bureau of Prisons basic forms. Florida, we know, is an exceptionally egregious state in its primitive way of treating prisoners.
Yes, it is.
It is a terrible state.
Yes.
It's their law enforcement down there. I mean, you want to know what fascism is, go to Florida, folks. It's nuts. And Nancy's been fighting this, and I'm sure this is breeding amongst the family members of the people that are incarcerated, maybe unjustly, maybe justly, whatever, but being treated badly. This must be breeding a lot of resentment with family members as well.
Yeah, I just had a call from an email, actually. It started out with an email from a lady named Angelica in Georgia. Her husband is in the DeSoto County Jail, and her email is about the fact that the public defender, James B. Sting, was removed himself as the public defender, and because he played golf with the so-called victim of Charles Berry, some sort of a robbery that he says he didn't do.
So did that leave him with no public defender available?
Well, it switched around to three or four public defenders. Everybody kept Drake Buckman and another, and then finally it's back to
To the guy who said he couldn't really do a good job because he played golf with the victim. Yeah, conflict
of
interest.
Yeah, now it's bounced around to four public defenders.
Oh,
now it's back to Beasting, and he's been in jail for 529 days, the last count, about a week ago.
Okay, all right.
He's just warehoused.
Nancy, can you just hang on?
Sure.
Because we want to get back to Gary and. Just at the very least, Gary, introduce your friend here. We'll do a little talk. We're going to be going to a break here in just a little bit, and then we'll be back. So, Gary, you there?
On the line with us to discuss some insight on this.
Hey, we're going to break right now, so we'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes. Stick with us. Sorry, Gary. We'll be back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here with Fred Smart. Fred's going to be leaving in a little bit, and I know he's making a phone call off microphone here at the moment. So I'm going to jump back in here where we left off with Gary Nobles, and you have a friend of yours who actually knew Cookie Thornton. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Brother Michael Moore is on the line. He's from that area of Kirkwood, Meacham Park area in Missouri. It's just west of St. Louis. I say it's about 10 minutes west, about 5 minutes west of, maybe 10 minutes west of downtown St. Louis.
Okay. Fred, are you back?
Yeah, Tim, I'm going to make one more comment because Gary was on the call. Ron Paul is interested in coming down to the inner city of East St. Louis at a health freedom rally, and we're going to invite Dennis Kucinich and some musicians and really try to play this up. But the free market approach to health care in America has not been fully fleshed out because the powers that be do not want us to have health care freedom. They don't want us to be able to smoke medicinal marijuana, use a lot of these natural herbal drugs freely without regulation and restriction.
Yeah, they won't even let us grow hemp.
Yeah, the hemp industry was a huge industry. But in any event, I just wanted to leave that last message of hope that seed was planted on that call a couple of nights ago with Gary on the line and about 2,000 to 3,000 other people. And but the message of freedom and liberty and hope has to be brought, as you say, Tim, this freedom fellowship, this freedom force, the concept of freedom as it should be educated and brought to bear to those least in need, and all of us together as one. That's why, you know, Gary is doing what he's doing. He's compelled. And that's why we're all doing what we're doing. So,
the free market idea is a great idea, Fred. But the problem is, and I'm going to let you go. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Thanks, Gary.
Talk to you later.
I'll be in touch, guys.
I was going to just throw this thing out. The free market ideally is a great idea. The problem is the way it's fleshed out is that, yeah, you're free to choose among the monopolistic partners. You're free to choose. You can choose one from column A and one from column B. That's your choice. You know, it's an artificial choice. Yeah. And I just, that whole thing, you know, gets to me. Anyway, Gary, back to you. So, let's introduce your friend and go from there.
Yes, Michael Moore. We have Michael Moore to kind of give the listeners an insight on what's going on in Kirkwood, Missouri, and what that whole issue was about with Cookie Thornton over there. Michael Moore.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
First of all, I want to say that it is a tragedy what happened to everyone involved. I never knew that today I would be on the phone having this conversation with you, because Cookie was not the type of person that I knew that would go out and commit a crime like this. Cookie was an educated person, a positive person, a church-going person. He was, if you look at the news clipping, everyone had something to say positive about Cookie. He was well-loved in the community. You have to understand, this is not about a community against a community. This was about a community that was against a government, you know. And everybody always say, well, why did his brother say that Cookie went to war with the war with the government? Well, you have to understand that Cookie only followed the guidelines that he only followed after what America does, you know. When America goes through the proper channels, you know, and when he goes through all the diplomatic channels he had to go through, when he went to court, federal court, when he went to city council, when he went to the media, all that failed. He's done this over a period of 7 years. All that failed. So what do you do once all the government has failed you? You go to war.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
And you know, this is an interesting thing, Mike, is that I've been trying to get people to understand that law is an artificial construction. It's basically an agreement amongst people on the rules of how they're going to conduct themselves. And in our country, supposedly, and it took how many years for Afro-Americans to get complete freedom? You know, we had to have marches, you know, in the 60s in this country before a complete freedom. And with that, that's a whole other fallout from the war between the states. I don't even want to get into that whole thing. The point is, you're supposed to have equality underneath the law. And when law doesn't work anymore, those of us who believe in natural rights and natural law, I mean, after all, that's what the Declaration of Independence asserted, is that we all men have been created equal and endowed with their creator with certain, absolute, unalienable rights. Now, if that's true, and the law and the system and the rules don't work anymore, then we go back to a higher law. And the higher law is the right of vengeance.
Absolutely.
And that's scary for a lot of people.
Well, you know, Cookie was denied his Fifth Amendment. He was denied that. You know, he was deprived of his life, his liberty, and his property. Because all those three things they were trying to take from him. So what did he do? What did he do?
Well, he did the only thing that he felt at that time he could do. And I really feel bad because, you know, you wonder if there wasn't some other appeal process that he could have gone through to try or something less violent that he could have done. He obviously felt backed into a corner.
But when he was denied his Fifth Amendment, you know, he went on to his Fourth Amendment, and that was to protect his, secure his persons, his house, his papers, his life. And he did that. He just went to war. He protected what they were trying to take from him. And so now that he followed his.
I was just going to say, Michael, this isn't the first time this happened. There was a guy back up in New Hampshire years ago by the name of Carl Draga, who, once again, property issues, municipal ordinance issues, all these kinds of things kept snowballing and snowballing and snowballing until the point where when Carl was accosted by a cop, he said, you know, enough's enough, and he snapped. And he went
Go ahead. When Cookie went in, before he went in and started shooting, he said five words. He said, all we want is justice.
Yeah.
And the key word is we. He didn't say all I want. He said we. And we meaning him and the community. Now, you have to understand that the city of Kirkwood is a point-of-sale city. And for your listeners out there that don't know, that means that they survive off sales tax from commercial development. And if they don't have commercial development, they will not survive as a city. So what they did was annex Meacham Park with the only intention in mind of wiping them out and putting commercial development on their land. So how did they wipe them out? They used racist practice towards that community. And this is where it all stems from. It was he was trying to protect his property that they were trying to take and everybody else's property. But see, he's the only black person out there that stuck his chest out. And when you stick your chest out to a white government, they don't like that.
No, no. And it would work the opposite way, too, wouldn't it?
It would work the opposite way.
Sure, sure. If you're the only white person amongst a bunch of blacks. See, it's, folks, let's be honest here. We all have a certain amount of birds of a feather flock together mentality. It's natural. It's normal. Okay? It's. I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just humankind. But in this country and in other places around the world where we have learned and we've tried to educate ourselves, we've learned to try to get along and to work together. And in this country especially, either the Declaration of Independence rings true or it rings hollow. Either all people are created equal or they're not. And
the Declaration of Independence, when it was written, it wasn't written for black people. And then when they say,
Michael, it was. It was. Well, it was only because the southern states or the southern colonies said, we won't sign this if you don't take out the stuff. It was originally written by Jefferson and the committee to include Indians, women, blacks, and everybody. It was the southern colonies that insisted that that wording be taken out and it be left ambiguous.
But in the word of Jefferson writing, in due process of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, he had over 267 slaves in his possession.
Yeah, no, I agree. I understand that.
You
but do you understand what he yeah.
I understand.
I agree. You're right.
But,
history tells the truth.
History tells the truth, you know. So, and when the Constitution was ratified and reconstructed, you know, it wasn't for to put black people into the system. It was to get the Confederates into the new program. This is how it's going to work.
Are you talking about Reconstruction?
Yeah, that's when the Reconstruction. It wasn't for black people because black people was already a working class citizen. We just weren't getting paid for it.
Okay, so let's bring this back around. You know, I don't want this to be a feel sorry for me because, you know, I'm black type of thing. But the fact is that there has been racial prejudice and that a monopoly or a majority of wealthier white sometimes there's wealthy blacks involved in this too. But it ends up being, as what I have seen, is that it's the upper ruling class haves versus the have-nots, whatever colors they may be. It ends up being
a
thing.
You're right, because the city of Meacham Park was not annexed for, you know,
Hang on, Mike. We're going to be back here in 3 minutes, folks. We're going to continue this discussion. We got some more to say. Stick with us. We'll be back here.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, Tim Wingate back here on Seas Liberty. Fred had some errands to run, so he is gone and out. And I'm talking with another Michael Moore from down there in Missouri. And, you know, I was reading an article, Mike, on Christopher Leonard with the Associated Press. I thought he had a pretty good article about Cookie and all this the stuff in the back. He didn't look like he was condemning it. I thought it was a fairly fair article, actually. Uh-huh. And kind of told the whole story there. From what I read, I understand that he only did he shoot any innocent bystanders, or did he only go after the people who had harmed him?
He didn't shoot any innocent bystanders. There was no need to shoot an innocent bystander. He went to war with the government.
It's interesting that you put it that way too. That he went to war. He looked at this as an act of war against him.
That's not just against him, but his community. This,
right.
What Cookie was doing. If Cookie had won his federal cases in court, it would have opened up Pandora's box for the community. Well, what the government was doing to the community. So it just.
So you're saying the community. Now, maybe I missed that part. You called this place something kind of park?
It's called Meacham Park. It's a black historical neighborhood located in Kirkwood.
Oh, okay. Well, that boy, I missed that. I apologize. You know, I'm sorry, man. I didn't catch it. It's a whole community, right? A neighborhood.
A whole community. That's right, like a neighborhood. It was.
And now you've got a bunch of folks that want to kind of wipe that out and build an industrial park.
There you go. They want to wipe it out because the city is a point of sale city. They survive off sales tax.
They make their money off of what people are able to sell, point of sale purchases.
Correct.
Well, now
correct.
I can see the relationship with your with Gary Nobles and what they want to do there in East St. Louis and shut down that hospital and trauma center.
That's right. That's the same thing. He's traumatized by that.
Well, we're once again, we're talking about taking people's property away from them. Where are these people supposed to go? You know? And here, let's bring Nancy back up. Nancy, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for being patient and listening. And we still got time. You know, we're going on to the
We
got another half hour or so here that we can discuss.
I'm doing what Cookie's doing, but not with the violence. I'm resisting.
Right.
I have a hearing coming up on February 19th that I'm just not going to go to.
Going to boycott it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be filing this week a notice of void judgment ab initio because all three judges on my case were previously disqualified before my trial, before I wasn't even arrested. So if I follow the rules of judicial procedure according
right.
to their rules,
right.
my case is void.
You know, and this is what gets me. All you've been, you know, what? let me just play a little devil's advocate here. You know, what kind of law were you practicing, Nancy Grant?
Well, that's an issue. I wasn't practicing law. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
So you know, the whole thing's a sham. You know, there's so much that's wrong.
Well, what gets me is that what were you doing that they claim?
I formed a nonprofit corporation called the Florida Pro Se Bar, and the organization sent like a habeas corpus into the inmates. We mailed them to 55 inmates who were being warehoused, along with waivers that they signed that they wanted the Florida Pro Se Bar to assist them, and they were called motions to dismiss. And, of course, they signed them and sent them back, and they were filed, and it started disrupting their racketeering practices, so they had me arrested.
Because you helped people?
On the document that the prisoners were signing, it was nothing but due process law, Supreme Court, Constitution, that they had the right to speedy trial. And, you know, in my trial that I had, all 17 prisoners that were brought from around the state of Florida to testify against me ended up testifying against the state,
wow.
stating that they had all of them consistently said that they were held incognito or warehoused. They had their right to speedy trial waived without their knowledge or permission. They were being threatened with 150 years in prison if they didn't take the plea right now. You know, it was all consistent that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the warehousing of prisoners. I know on here on this station in the afternoons, Michael's Herzog's American Awakening, he was talking about how we've got all these prisons and that prisons have become a very large, one of the fastest growing industries
yes.
in this country,
yeah,
and that is to warehouse people because the government makes money
yes.
off of warehousing people
yes.
in these prisons.
Right, and that's what I discovered over 6 years of research, and then when I blew the whistle and accused the court of racketeering, warehousing inmates, bogus trials, forced plea deals, filthy jails, overcrowded jails, it's because everybody that goes into the court, into the jail, for instance, it's just one little county where I live, and this is repetitive throughout the state of Florida and then repetitive throughout the country. But everybody that goes into the jail is guilty. Nobody comes out unless they take a plea deal or they go on probation.
Unbelievable.
There's no defense for any of them, 100%.
Oh, man. Well, we will get into this, folks, after we come back from the break. We got more with Nancy Grant and Gary Nobles and Michael Moore. Not that Michael Moore. but an otherwise good guy as well. Tim Wingate here on Seize Liberty, and we're going to be talking about what you can do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, America. Tim Wingate here on Seize Liberty. We were talking with Nancy Grant. And Nancy, once again, is that nancygrant.info?
Yes, we put up a website and a billboard on a billboard. It's nancygrant.info.
Okay.
Talks about my trial and what's going on.
What's happening with you. And I want to also remind folks to go to SaveKennethHall.com.
Save Kenneth Hall.
Right. SaveKennethHall.com. This is about the hospital in East St. Louis that we're starting. You know, do you see a pattern here, Nancy?
Sure I do. Sure. It's we're being farmed like ants.
And it's the elitist amongst us,
yes,
that are the elitists, the globalists, the earlier in the previous hour we were talking
mm-hmm.
about Ron Paul and this election process that's coming up and the, you know, who's, you know, the candidates that are being proffered to us by the establishment are all part of that elitist one world order, globalist, we're rich, you're not, you know, mentality. And you know that they do that and they want that on the basis of, that they have the power and they are able to pay people to act as their enforcers.
Yes.
And those in getting into this part of the program, I want to deal with some practical things that people can do to fight against this. Now, I'm not, and Michael, you know, you were talking about Cookie there, Cookie Thornton, who after years of trying to go through the system and make the system work, realized in his case that the system wasn't working, and these people were going to just totally decimate this historical black community so they could put up an industrial park or some strip malls.
That's correct. Same thing with Kenneth Hall, you know.
Yeah, same thing with Kenneth Hall. Knowing, and I honestly believe in some cases, they actually do this on purpose, knowing that people will react so that they can throw more bodies into their prison warehouses.
Yeah. It's a form of being traumatized.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I've come to the point now that when February 19th comes, I'm just not going to go. I'm not going to submit myself to their jurisdiction.
Well, you brought that out, that these judges have already been, you know, if you follow their rules. But then again, you know, you're dealing with a corrupt court system. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying this for a long time. After I went through the whole thing in federal court as well. And my thing was just on a driving issue, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That these courts are totally corrupt, and this is why I'm just floating the idea that if the legal system doesn't work, what do you do?
Well, IRI suggested I was going to be putting out on my website for the American people to boycott the courthouses. Just don't go. If enough people stop going because they're violating our rights in the courts,
yep.
Just don't go.
What do we do then when they send their...
Well,
their,
if enough people boycott,
they
can't arrest us all. There's a very small percentage of the cops and the judges. Really, it's a small percentage. But we have to get united. We have to unite and just not go.
Okay.
Stay out of it.
All right, Michael or Gary, you were trying to say something. Right? You guys there?
What do you think the answer is, Mike?
What I think the answer is, you know, I don't think the answer is to stop going, because...
Why not?
The majority of the people that the courts don't work for are black minorities.
Yeah.
Well, if enough people became informed of what's going on, then, you know, it would take time, but to educate the people about what's going on once they start seeing that we're just being used to make money. It's a business. The courts are a business. Like, I was charged $33,600 a fine that I had to pay by December 3rd or I'd lose my driver's license.
Wow.
Okay, well, I did my research, and I come to find out that the clerk of court failed to pay $33,800 into the clerk of court trust fund in 2006, and she was reprimanded by the Florida Department of Financial Affairs that she was in noncompliance with Florida Statute 28-something. So here she's trying to make it up.
By going after you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got a caller, Umar. Umar is on. Hey, Umar, you want to throw something into this mix?
Yes, I just want to say that, was his name Cookie Thornton?
Yeah.
Mr. Thornton was
Charles.
A hero.
You
he
think
fired
he was a hero?
The first shot in the revolution.
Yeah.
That's exactly what all these people got coming. They've been waging war on us continuously. And they gave all my people AIDS, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Alexander Haig, and Henry Kissinger with the help of our government. And this is not only the beginning. All of them need that kind of justice meted out to them because they're crooked and underhanded. The law that they use is their statutory law where you don't even have no rights. So what kind of mess is that? They're using a secret law to try us that we can't even defend ourselves against because it's not constitutional.
You got a point there, Umar. But I'm going to back off a little bit from the aspect of that These people need summary execution.
That's what they need. That's what they need.
Not all.
The majority of them, the ones that are down with that program, that's exactly what they got coming to them.
Well, I understand. Umar, I understand that sentiment. But you realize that it's really, it's only the offended party who has the right to seek vengeance. Only the offended party has a right to seek vengeance only against those who have harmed them, that harmed him. That's it. You don't have any right to go after innocent bystanders. You don't have any right to go after, harm the person's family. We had in the Chicago area, we had the guy who went after the judge. I'm trying to remember her, Lefkowitz, I think her name is. And remember, everybody, initially, when that happened, the news media jumped on that, oh, this might be that white supremacist guy who they had just put in jail, the Great White Church of the Almighty Creator, or something like that guy, Matthew Hale, I think his name was. They thought it was some of his people that went, and it turns out it was a guy, just a regular guy who was dying of cancer, who felt that he hadn't gotten a fair shake from this judge in a malpractice suit situation, and she didn't come home, so he killed her husband and either her mother or mother-in-law, and then he ended up shooting himself up in Milwaukee somewhere. You know, he wasn't right, because it wasn't the husband, it wasn't the mother-in-law that did anything.
Well, this is Nancy Grant, and I've often said now what my stand is what Rosa Parks did when she didn't move to the back of the bus.
There we go.
She didn't make a violent stand. She just made a statement, and that's what I'm saying I'm not doing anymore. I'm just not going to move to the back of the bus.
Well, you know, I've often said that it's time for a new civil rights movement.
It involves
all
races.
It is not racist. It has to do with those of us who believe in freedom and recognize that it's not a racial issue per se. It is an elitist, money-grubbing top line. And don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not talking about socialism. I'm not talking about redistribution of wealth. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is a bunch of hypocritical, legal people who have turned this country and the law upside down, and it only works for them because they've got their hooks into everybody involved with enforcing the law. It's a hypocritical system that is malfunctioning, and it's time for a change. You know, in the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson and those guys wrote that when a government no longer secures those certain unalienable rights of the people have a right to alter or abolish it. And it's time, folks, for us to consider something other than this perverted version of federalism that we have at this point in time. And, you know, as much as I feel and sympathize with Cookie and what he did in that situation there, I can't necessarily endorse it. But I do understand what he did, and that's an individual choice that people have to make. Where are they going to draw the line and say no more?
From what I've noticed with any kind of killings at all, it's because of government abuse. The person has been abused, whether a mental health patient or a divorced parent or something similar. They're abused by the system, and they retaliate.
Yeah, and that's part of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Gary, Michael, you want anything else you want to throw in on this?
Yeah, I just have to agree with what you said. This is Gary Noble's talking. I have to agree with what you said, Tim. I think the best way to go at this is if you have enough people shining the light against unjust practices, that's the way you're going to make a stand.
Yeah.
Like Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
That's absolutely right.
And our country celebrates Martin Luther King Day while all the while they're violating our rights daily.
Yeah. Well, it's the typical hypocrisy of what I call fascist federalism.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's, yeah, as far as Kenneth Hall Hospital, that's a perfect place right in the middle of the country in East St. Louis, right? The first city to the last city to the gateway to the west, right in the middle of this country, the pinwheel effect, to start bring shining the light on something that just unjust and stand up, be a light against these unjust practices.
Yeah. Now, I want to jump in here as we're getting close to the end of the show. You know, talk about practical applications for people to seize liberty. What we're doing today in talking about these issues openly is one of the things that is shining the light on this. And I know this is ticking off a lot of the white supremacist Bible thumpers that listen to this network on a regular basis. You know, well, I'm sorry if it ticks you off, but the fact is this is reality, folks. And I'm not trying to interject anybody's faith or religion or this kind of thing into it. I'm not trying to interject race politics into this as well. I'm just trying to deal with the reality of what's happening and how people are affected by bad government decisions. And government is nothing more than people that you have acquiesced to running and making decisions on your behalf about you and your neighbor's liberty. That's all government is. And we have had bad government in the past to the point where we've got a major portion of the world mad at us simply because we've acquiesced and let these kinds of things happen. It's time we stand up and say no more. We're going to fight back. And one of the ways is exposing what's going on, like what we're doing. One of the things I've on my blogspot, it's freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I want everybody to make sure that they can get that, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I've put up a link to Save Kenneth Hall. I will put Nancy's information up there when I get off the air. And I also wanted to bring up information I put up there. There's a young man from Winnipeg, Canada, by the name of Aaron James. He's a biracial young man who came to the U.S. to get treatment at the Mayo Center. Northwest Airlines was involved, or actually, you know, TSA did it. Homeland Security, TSA, rummaged through he and his mother's bags. He went to the Northwest Airlines ticket counter to complain that he felt it was profiling, racial profiling, and why they rummaged through their bags. Northwest Airlines treated him very shabbily, set him up for a disturbing the peace and a bunch of other stuff that went on the airplane as he went back. Now he's being harassed by American spooks. And I call them spooks in that they're part of, we think, part of the intelligence community, which in many cases is an oxymoron, but they're fussing around with his website and his blog spot that he has. One of the suggestions that I have, and this will be a freedom shenanigan when I get a chance to put it on, is that we start to connect. I mean, we do this purposely. Start to connect and set up on all the various free websites, blog spots, GeoCities, Google, whoever's out there. Start grabbing people's information and putting it up on these websites on your own. Call it whatever you want to. We need to protect each other's information as we try to shine the light on this corrupt government. Because what they'll do is they'll start messing around. They'll send their government hackers in to try and shut down your information base. So what we do is we start to link together. And I've already started to do that with mine. And I hope you guys, you know, Gary, with your situation, you can go on mine, take a look at the Aaron James. We'll link with Nancy. And
that's what happened when I called Fred Smart, because he's the director for jail for judges in Illinois. I had a call from a lady in Illinois that was having death threats from the state attorney.
Yeah.
So we want to put her story up. We're going to put a website for Jail for Judges in Illinois, can link it, and then put her story out there, naming the names of the judges and the state attorneys involved.
And that's so important, folks. We have to expose these rats who want to do this claim.
They run from the light.
Yep, yep. They're like roaches.
Mm-hmm.
We have to expose what's going on. And that's why I suggest, ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening to us, please consider going to our websites. Look at our links and the people who've got these stories. You go. These are freebies. You can set up something on Blogspot. You can set up something on GeoCities. A lot of places, people who have website access, maybe even with your internet package, you're given so much web space. Copy the information and have it there. Put it there. We're not asking that you publish it or you put it out there per se, you know, advertising. But we need to cover each other's rear ends in a way.
Yeah. Tim, what's your...
watch each other's back.
Your website, your blog?
It's called freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. And I barely can hear the music, but it sounds like we're getting ready to go to a break. So, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes for our last segment here on Seize Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, welcome back, America, to Seize Liberty. Just want to throw in another thing here on freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. I've been over a period of time trying to collect different things that people can do. And we're up to number 20, Bob Graham's thing on suing the media for not coverage. We're still fleshing that one out. Bob's still fleshing that out, but it's there. I had somebody ask me the other day what they thought what my favorite one was. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure I have a favorite, and I don't remember exactly the number that it is. I'm trying to figure it out here real quick. But I had a couple that was pretty fun, and that was sendarope.com. The guy there was the idea was sending a piece of rope, not done in a noose, not trying to imply that, because we know what, you know, the implications of a noose and lynching and the racial connotations of that is. Not trying to do that, but we are sending a rope, and that's to your congressman or your congress critter, as we like to call them. I thought that one was actually pretty good. The one of the other ones was the I'm trying to remember what the number is. I'm looking for it right now as I'm talking. But basically, the one dealing with popcorn. I came across this thing where it's number 4, Freedom Shenanigan number 4. City of Seattle, I think it was, out in Washington State, was complaining because people were popping corn and burning it, you know, in the microwaves, the city workers, and they had to 4 times in 1 year, and it cost them thousands and thousands of dollars to have to evacuate the buildings because the smoke alarms went off because somebody put in a microwave popcorn bag and then just let it, you know, kind of like the Ron Popeil thing, you know, set it and forget it. So it was like, well, when they're telling you not to do something, maybe that's one of the things you should do. So, Nancy, I'm going to say maybe somebody, one of your supporters, not you. That's one of the things about advocating some of this stuff. You can never do it yourself.
Well,
you got to have the individual freedom vigilante out there, yeah, who's going to go out there and do something. Maybe somebody can, on your court day, go.
I have a Gary Woodruff. He's builds websites, and he's a media person. He started the online media website, and he's going to attend. But I also have Montgomery Sibley in Maryland. That's an attorney that filed in the United States Supreme Court, Florida Jail for Judges versus Florida Bar.
Yeah.
And when I emailed him and told him what I was going to do, he says, I admire your stance, and I think you're doing the right thing. So most people I talk to, you know, when they understand the concept, you know, there really leaves me no other choice. I keep my peace with God this way.
Well, we all have to do that. We
yeah.
all have to keep our peace with God and try and follow. I was raised a Christian, turn the other cheek, you know, let not the sun go down on your wrath, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. That may be true, but when you're in a situation, you know, this is what I really admire about Martin Luther King and the folks that fought for civil rights in the 60s, is that there wasn't, you know, there was always the option of going for violence, but that's not what you try first.
No, you don't. We don't need that.
No. So anyway, folks, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks to Michael Moore and
we'll
Gary.
Be looking for the Florida Illinois Jail for Judges.org.
Okay, we will
Illinois
link to that.
Jail for Judges.
Gary Noble, yeah. Thanks for coming on, and your friend Michael Moore as well. Thanks, folks, for listening and tuning in. We will be back next week, where we will be talking about all these topics. And going forward, we hope, with some more ideas on how you can seize liberty for yourself. Because they're not going to give it to you. You have to seize it. Thanks a lot, folks. Tim Wingate signing off. Be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.